Do you want to present your appeal?
Yes. So the reason the client contacted me is that from last tax year to this year, the valuation increased by 51%. So that kind of gave the client heartburn. So they called me and asked me to do something about it. And so I've included in the packet both projected future income for the next 19 years. The building's currently 22 years old, and I projected out income into the future for the next 19 years. Discounted again back at 8%. I think the underlying land value is $190,000. I think that's what the assessor has it as, which I don't disagree with the underlying land value of $190,000 if it was raw land.
Okay.
I also include, so under tab one, I show projected future income. I've got the income statements there from 2024. The property is making, it makes a little over $100,000 a year. I've also got the HUD 1 statement that when they bought the property for $905,000. That's on the HUD 1 statement. Mm-hmm. And up until last year, the assessor had the property valued at $906,000, which I thought was right. But then this year, bumped up much higher. Okay. I've got also a vacancy report. Since COVID especially, some retailers have switched to selling online. So there's less demand for brick-and-mortar stores, and the vacancy rate's been about just around 30% on this shopping mall. And based on the income approach, I'm asking that the property be kept at its value last year. So based on the fact that they paid $905,000 for it, and based separately on the income approach, which I project the present value of future cash stream at right around $900,000. I think the 906 value that it's been at last year is correct. I can slow down and go through some of that again. On the income approach here, the assumptions that I used, prime rate's 7.5%, so I used an 8% discount rate. I project the remaining economic life of the building in 19 years. That would push the building to 41 years of age. The assessor estimates the value of the raw land at $190,000. I agree. I think that's right. I assume looking forward there'll be stable rents and stable vacancy rates and stable maintenance costs, which I anticipate at $1.05 per square foot. I take into account the U.S. corporate tax rates 21%, the Missouri corporate tax rates 4%. On the first tab one is where I project out all the cash flows in the next 19 years. Tab two is the actual income statement pre-income tax. So the income statement for 2024 doesn't include corporate tax or Missouri income tax. Tab 3 is the HUD 1 statement shown with the paid for it. Tab 4 is the vacancy rate. Tab 5 shows the increase of 51% from last year to this year.
Excuse me.
Oh, if you have an additional question, Bob Hewells manages the property, so Bob could help answer questions if you wanted.
Do you want to add anything, Bob?
No, sir, I don't know that there's much to add. I think that something that is just general throughout the market is that rents have not gone up. Costs, of course, of construction have gone up. Most of these people wouldn't rebuild if they had to. It's because the revenue's not there. We're not getting in new shopping centers because the cost of construction is so high.
All right, does the board have any questions for Mr. Davis before I let the assessor respond?
No.
No? Jesse?
No.
Oh, no, okay. What does the assessor's office have to say on this?
So this property was reappraised in 25. Part of the reappraisal was to
add some construction materials that weren't there previously, which included the concrete on grade throughout the whole structure, paint on the walls, as well as a drop-in ceiling, suspended ceiling. I did lower the class from a D-plus to a D, and then I did increase the condition from 60 to 78, which would be straight line.
Okay.
Land was left alone, so that's the reason for the increase. There was also an increase on the neighborhood rate, which is something the office performs. So it went from a 1 to a 1.15.
Okay.
And again, this was part of an overall shopping strip mall assessment, because in past years we've been called on that, and so we did. Dan went out and did all the strip malls so that they would be equalized.
But as with the last property, you would agree that maybe cost approach is not the best on this particular one, or what's your thought? I understand you may not have the data that you need to do other ones. I'm not trying to say anything about the assessed results. I'm just asking a question. I mean,
yeah, for us, you know, if we do one, we have to do them all.
Gotcha. Yep. So, fair enough.
What was the class of the building?
It was a D plus, and I brought it down to a D. So the per square foot price, base price per square foot, was $47.02.
As far as the cost analysis that they've done, or the cost approach that they've done, do you necessarily disagree that that's a reasonable figure on a cost analysis?
No, I think it's probably right.
Okay.
That if you were to construct it now, I think it would cost at least that, if not more.
Okay.
So I do have a question. Somewhere in here it says something about burned building. So was there some reconstruction done out there? Was there a fire?
Not. I've been involved in it for at least 10 years, no.
And nothing. Okay. So I don't know why it has that on there.
I'm sorry. Pizza Hut had some smoke problems because they, but the building didn't burn out or anything.
Okay.
They always have something.
I mean, using the cost approach, I understand why it went up from its previous amount. Any questions from the board on this, other than what we've already asked? Okay. Thoughts?
I don't know on this one.
Are there any? Go ahead.
Can I pull that PMAL up again, though? I want to make sure this number is the same as what Tim said. It is. Okay, 1.291.
Looks like 13 and 14 is 1.5. It went down in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any, unlike the other one where we had an actual recent sale, do we have anything comparable recently?
No, I didn't have. I looked, but I didn't have.
Okay. Jerry, do you have any insight on recent stuff that is here?
No.
I'm not throwing my 2 cents worth. I don't know that cost. I don't think we can go by cost. And I mean, with these kind of properties at this point,
I don't know
that we can go by cost. And so we got some data in front of us, or some estimations here. So
the impact notice was at 1.374. So with it went down to 1.291.
Yeah.
I don't see being able to buy something for under $1 million of that quality.
No, and I would agree with that.
And it looks like they've had a tax break for 6 or 7 years. And it's went down several times.
I
take 1.2 and buy a little high. So I don't think the cost approach makes sense, but.
Right.
I think the comparison seems a little low compared to what we looked at with, I think on the third, all those other ones with strip malls.
Right. Do we know how many units this has?
It looks like it has about 8 or 9, right? I think that the vacancy, there's a vacancy report here that shows 100 through 109, so it looks like it's got
9 units.
Okay. It looks like it's got 10, but 4 of those are vacant.
Right.
So 10 units with 19,590 available square feet to rent.
Yeah, roughly 30% vacant right now. Questions from the board at this point?
No,
do we have a motion? From the 1.2, it's at 1.291 right now.
What are you thinking?
I think a million is fair. I mean, without any comparables, it's hard.
Right.
But I know strip malls aren't selling either, so. But with the 30% decrease in our occupancy rate, that's a decent size of being empty.
But we did do all the strip malls to equalize them, so.
Right.
That could skew whatever you're doing with other people.
Well, I thought on some of the other ones we've decreased them, right?
So if far, they brought in evidence on a market right. or a sales approach, right? If they gave us a basis to do it, we've done
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So. Well, the assessor's office doesn't have any data like this.
Yeah.
This has been done by them. I mean, we can obviously take whatever the taxpayer gives us and use that data. So however we want to use it.
But with that being said, I'd make a motion then. On BOE 156, I would set the appraised value to $1 million.
Make a motion to set the appraised value at $1 million. Is there a second on that?
I'll second it.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
You have an aye?
Aye. Sorry.
It's all right. Motion passes.
I'm out there every day, and you guys get them just about this time. I just hope the guy at Branson Meadows, the best I could do is $3 million, so that's what I think I can sell it for that, and that's about it. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Tim, do you have anything else? Is that it?
I think that's everything.
Okay. Good to see you as always.
Did we make that motion? Oh, that was just one parcel. Never mind.
Thank you for these packets. They're extremely
helpful. Yeah, those are very helpful. Thank you.
I think the assessor would like to see one if you wanted to. It's up to you. Yep, have a good one.
Thanks. You got Tim.
Okay, we have one that we had on the teleconference 115. It's probably. Or it's Coint Escapes. Did we see this one before?
Which one is that?
BOE 391. I'm wondering if this is one of the ones with partial ownership.
It doesn't sound familiar. Veterans Boulevard?
Yes.
We did.